Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
Welcome to Wolf 359.
Turn hot.
Really?
Really?
I was never actually in the military, so ow, technically I outrank you, okay. Ow, that's my ear.
Detail at attention, sir.
Thank you, Master at Arms. All being present, the proceedings of a general inquiry convened on Mission Day 1023, pursuant to Mission Orders Article C, may now commence.
Sir, is this really necessary?
Yeah, can't we skip the A Few Good Men rerun and just discuss this in calm, non-threatening...
Silence!
Master at Arms, please direct these people's attention to the starboard window.
Detail! Eyes right!
What does that object look like to you, Officer Eiffel?
A bottle?
Officer Eiffel thinks he is looking at a bottle. That is wrong! Officer Eiffel, your off rotations for the next month are canceled. What do you think, Lieutenant Minkowski?
It looks like... No, it is your bottle of scotch, sir.
Wrong! Canceled. Mr. Jacoby, care to try your luck?
It's your 30-year-old single malt Balvenie scotch, sir.
And what is it currently doing?
Floating in outer space?
Wrong! Wrong again, you grotesquely inept, half-blind, IQ-draining village idiots! Points to you, Jacoby, for correctly identifying that $300 finely aged space-eyed malt. But no. No, it is not floating in outer space. It is slowly evaporating through the less-than-airtight seal, immediately boiling due to the lack of atmospheric pressure, and then freezing at the crisp temperature of 2.7 degrees Kelvin. All of which means... Captain?
That someone is responsible for the willful destruction of the property of a superior officer, sir.
And how am I going to punish such an offense, Captain?
Severely, sir.
It's all these idiots' fault.
Sir, it's these goof-ups. You need to punish, Captain. They didn't listen to any of my advice. And furthermore, they refused to.
One at a time. Lieutenant Minkowski, you first.
Well, sir, as you know, the latest test of the TK-500 modification to the Urania was scheduled to commence today at 1500 hours.
Reminder, the next launcher test is scheduled for 1500 hours. Mr. Jacoby asks you to please stay away. Stay far, far away. And those loud noises you hear are probably fine. Thank you!
After receiving a request for 10 additional liters of oxidizing agent from Mr. Jacoby, I reported to the Urania at 1349.
You can drop it wherever.
Really? Jacoby, this whole place looks like a fire hazard.
Yeah. I got it all under control, Lieutenant.
Yeah, Minkowski, we got it all under control.
Eiffel? What are you doing here?
What I'm always doing. Hey, whoa. I can see where you're going with this, and it is ridiculously untrue.
Let her finish, Officer Eiffel.
Thank you. Anyway, I asked Officer Eiffel what he was doing, and Eiffel said...
What I'm always doing. Nothing. Absolutely nothing.
Why are you carrying that gear?
For Hilbert? Because I'm helping him out with... experiments?
Really? Experiments? And I'm sorry, I know that this is your area, but Jacoby, that condenser coil doesn't look at all secure.
Thanks a bunch, Lieutenant. But I'm kind of busy taking a cavalier attitude to my dangerous, threatening, and frankly, suspicious day job. You mind?
I didn't do it!
Like I said, totally under control.
But it wasn't. Jacoby, watch it! You could really hurt someone with that!
Relax, Lieutenant. You know, if you hit it at just the right angle, it almost makes the lightsaber noise!
That's not a reason to fight! Eiffel, no, don't touch that!
Oops, my bad! Maybe we should break for lunch? Let's break for lunch!
Eventually, I was able to get the proceedings in some kind of order and was able to assemble the launcher components.
Really? You assembled the components?
That's right. Because Mr. Jacoby was, in his own words...
Too busy being a smug, useless jerk to help you with that, Lieutenant. Honestly, I wouldn't worry about it.
But I did worry about it. Mr. Jacoby continued his alarming disregard of protocol, and that's when the disaster started. Specifically, when the disaster started poking things I told him not to touch.
You two were arguing. I was just...
What the hell did you touch?
What? What do you mean by...
Which button?
The big red one?
Seriously?
What's the big deal? Eiffel, just grab the thing.
This thing?
Sure, why not?
Eiffel, you just broke the emergency override! Now we can't shut it off!
Relax. It's not like it's loaded.
A discharge could still compromise the integrity of the Urania.
Commander, the Urania doesn't have any integrity.
That's why we all like it so much.
It's structural integrity. Jacoby, we need to find the secondary override.
Ugh, fine. But what's this we business? I'll do the heroics. Thank you very much.
Stop fiddling with the green one. It's not helping.
Get your hands off the blue wire. I need that.
It's the one we need to cut.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
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 No, it isn't.
Yes,
no,
it
isn't.
Yes,
hey!
It is.
Get to the point.
See? Green wire. Day is saved.
I guess so. But from now on, you have to pay more attention.
Please.
What?
I want you to say please. Please, even though I'm basically irrelevant, take one of my useless suggestions.
What?
Pretty please with a cherry on top.
It was around here I realized that maybe I had been right about it being the blue wire. The launcher didn't discharge, but an electrical buildup caused by Mr. Jacoby's negligence did create a short circuit, which caused a tiny bit of decompression and, well, all things considered, it took some pretty quick thinking to isolate the fire and safely decouple that section of the ship. Of course, I personally regret that we were unable to salvage the contents of your quarters, sir.
Are you done?
Yes, I think that covers everything.
Yeah, it covers all the lying.
That was not what happened. Like, not even a minuscule amount.
Settle down, people. There's plenty of inconsistencies to examine, but let's get through this first.
Wait, what inconsistencies?
Why would Eiffel be there if he was supposedly running an experiment for Hilbert?
Yeah.
And why would the launcher components keep breaking? I worked on that thing, and Eiffel doesn't have the strength to dent it.
Yeah. Wait, hey!
Look, I can't know why everything wasn't up to spec, but it's...
Let's get through everyone's accounts, and then we'll see. Jacoby, your turn.
Well, sir, perhaps the one thing Lieutenant Minkowski said that wasn't outright libel was that we had a test for the TK-500, which I custom-built myself, scheduled for 1500 today.
Reminder, the next launcher test is scheduled for 1500 hours. Mr. Jacoby asks you to please refrain from entering the hangar bay during that time, as your presence might interfere with the testing protocol and or compromise your safety. Thank you.
I was working on some final modifications to the launcher's ignition system. It was a really complicated, potentially dangerous installation. Very high-level stuff. But you can't be everywhere at once, so I recruited.
You recruited?
I recruited Eiffel and Minkowski to be extra sets of hands. But I may as well have pushed the test back for all the help they were.
Seriously, Jacoby? You need to relax.
Yeah, dude, have a donut. Can't build stuff without donuts.
Do me a favor, Eiffel. If your hands are covered in frosting, don't touch the... anything. Okay?
What about the launcher?
Especially not the launcher. And I would like to point out, again, that neither of you are wearing your safety goggles.
Those are for nerds.
Yeah, nerds.
They're important if you want to have nerdy things like eyes. Eiffel, go grab that insulation for me.
What's the...
next to the pipes?
I didn't do it.
It was largely on my own initiative that we even came close to being ready, sir. I was obstructed by these two at every turn. Eiffel, watch it! You could really hurt someone with that thing. Why do you even have it?
Because if you hit it at just the right angle, it almost makes the lightsaber sound!
That's not a reason to... Wait, Minkowski, no, don't touch that!
Whoops, my bad. Maybe you should give me a different job so I can screw up something more important? Oh, for God's sake, I would never...
Eventually... I was able to assemble the components in place, even if every 2 seconds. Eiffel, don't touch the red button.
Aww.
Eiffel, stop thinking about touching the red button.
Aww.
Eiffel, hands off the red button. It's very dangerous.
But it's so shiny.
I know, but we have safety protocols in place for a reason. That's why I'm running control, and you need to be behind the yellow line.
Oh, sure, okay. I'll move back. Let me just push off and...
Wait, no, watch out for the... red button. What did I say? What did I just say?
Oh, is that, like, bad?
Well, it was and it wasn't. Eiffel had engaged the machine, but... that's why I build in extra safeguards. My mistake, clearly, was to assume that would be enough to stop the slapstick routine.
Is that, like, bad?
Oh God, it's so, so bad. Jacoby, do something!
Okay, just calm down. The main thing is to step away from— No, Mikoski, don't pull that! That's cool. Don't worry, let me just get in here. Sweet, there we go. That ought to... Damn it, Eiffel! What did you touch?
I only pressed the orange button for like a microsecond.
Okay. That's okay. I've totally... No, Mikoski, I don't... Just please step away from the primer. Let me... All right, Eiffel, seriously? Get away from that. I'm just gonna reroute this thing over here. And then we'll move you, buddy. Sort that over here, and... Presto changeo. Nothing to it. Now, I'm not mad, but this is why I work with the dangerous machines and you guys stay behind the yellow line.
Of course, Jacoby. You're right. It was silly of us to presume that we knew something about the incredibly complicated area of expertise to which you've devoted your life.
Oh, please. No problem, Lieutenant. I'm just glad we avoided any mishaps with something this dangerous.
Yeah.
Whew.
I think I need a moment to recover from all that. I'm just gonna take a second and lean against this.
Eiffel? Did you just lean against the big red button? And in fact, Eiffel had engaged the charge again. And that bit of buffoonery caused a catastrophic short circuit, which created an emergency, and... Anyway, the point is that despite my best efforts, we had to isolate and decouple a part of the uranium in order to save the ship. We were pretty lucky, though I am so, so sorry that it ended up being your quarters, sir.
Yeah. What a hero.
All things considered, I really think I am.
Sir, I don't even know where to begin with how wrong that was.
Oh, give me a break, Gypsy Rose.
What, you little—
Quiet. It's a different perspective on the incident. Clearly it got some things wrong, but—
I didn't get anything wrong.
How about the part where you said it was my fault, Curly?
I said, okay. Everyone gets their turn. It's only fair. Right, Colonel?
Yes. We wouldn't want to be unfair to anyone.
Right. So, Eiffel?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
Are you guys ready for the truth? For what really happened? For the actual, factual, live, and precise version of what went down? Are you ready for a whirlwind road trip to Truth Town, USA? Population, y'all, are you ready for—
Get on with it!
All right. So, as everyone knows, Jacoby was supposed to do a thing with the stuff on the Urania this afternoon.
Reminder, Jacoby's doing a thing, at some point. Hopefully we don't all die. Thank you!
I was on my way back from the Urania storage with donuts for, Hilbert, for experiments.
Donut experiments.
That's what I said, isn't it? Anyway, I've got the donuts, I'm passing through the hangar bay, and I hear—
Get your hands off the blue wire, I need that!
It's the one we need to cut!
No, it isn't!
Yes, it is!
No, it isn't!
Yes, it is!
No, it isn't!
Yes, it is!
No, it isn't!
Whoa.
Yes, it
is!
Whoa, guys! What's with all the rabbit season, duck season?
Jacoby is being completely idiotic and refusing to deal with the techno thingamajig.
Well, Lieutenant Minkowski and her big nose are messing up my electromacguffin.
Hey, I'm sure we can work together to figure it out. Let me just stick this box somewhere and we can get into this. But like the vicious sharks that they are, as soon as I, the innocent victim, stepped in to help, they smelled blood.
Eiffel, what the hell are you doing?
I'm not doing anything.
What is wrong with you?
I'm just gonna find him.
God, Eiffel, why are you so incompetent?
Jeez, fine. I was only trying to... You know what? Don't you think that this thing would be in a little better shape if you... You know, by your powers combined? That timer doesn't look at all secure.
The timer is fine.
Yeah, the timer is fine. God, Eiffel, it's like you've never even seen Touch of Evil. Wait, what is Touch of Evil?
Ahem. Why don't we just turn this timer guy off here?
Oh, look. Watson thinks he's Sherlock. What a stupid idea.
No, seriously. Guys, I think that's the problem.
No, you're the problem.
You're always the problem.
Could you just let me try?
Let you fail.
Nice one.
Okay, look. I know that there have been inconsistencies between all of our accounts.
But we've never high-fived. Like, ever.
Hey, hey, hey. Who is driving this car and where are we headed? That's right. Truth Town. Exit 101. Anyway, though they were totally harsh in my vibe, I was able to take control of the situation. Well, mostly.
Hey, I needed that, Jacoby!
Nuh-uh!
Yeah-huh!
Guys, do we think this is wise?
No one cares what you think, Eiffel.
Jacoby, give me the saw!
Commander, please, just... Why are you gonna be like that?
Because I'm incapable of trusting others and refuse to admit the possibility of personal growth in either them or myself! Eiffel, kick off!
Stupid! Dumb! No good! You're all stupid!
Fortunately, Jacoby's clumsiness...
My what?!
...didn't do much damage to the launcher. With a few quick swaps, I was able to get it stable.
Oh, thank God, Eiffel. The launcher is stable.
We couldn't possibly have solved it without you. What an ace in the hole! Is that another thing that I haven't
seen? Ahem. Oh, it's nothing really. I'm just glad we can all relax. Okay. That sounds like someone pressed the not-so-proverbial big red button.
It wasn't me.
Well, it definitely wasn't me.
Guys, we need to shut this down before
it- This is all your fault!
Well, what are you gonna do about it, you not-so-strong female character?
And that's when things got crazy. Minkowski decked Jacoby.
I did not.
And Jacoby passed out.
I did not.
And fell on the emergency release, and it snapped. And then these air raid sirens started going off. And the launcher was totally about to fire. But fortunately, at that moment...
Ahem. Hello. It is I, Dr. Hilbert. I am here now because Russians drone to loud noises. Ah, look. Jacoby has headphones. What an excellent opportunity for science.
And it seemed like Hilbert would take care of that and everything would be okay, but then we hear this from the Hephaestus.
Just FYI, the engines are completely offline and we're falling to start. Because that's totally like a thing that happens to us.
Oh no, Eiffel, what will we do?
But before I could even spring into action...
Just a heads up! So my BattleBot army, which I like programmed to destroy all humans and make me their robot queen, is loose and hungry for flesh. So like, if you see a swarm of floating black balls with death spikes, you know, like in that one scene where Darth Vader is interrogating Princess Leia, you should totally run.
Hey!
And then the BattleBots were banging on the door trying to get in, and I had to wade through Jacoby's blood while I ordered Minkowski to fight off the robots and barricade the door!
Hey!
Because Loveless had just launched a coup and was basically proclaiming,
I have regained control of the Hephaestus! None shall escape Thunderdome! All shall taste my revenge!
And the worst part was that
Hey!
How much of that completely asinine story contains even a modicum of truth?
A non-zero amount?
I think I've heard enough.
But Truth Town.
Master at Arms, I've made my decision. Escort Officer Eiffel to airlock number 4. Mr. Jacoby, Lieutenant Minkowski, you will accompany them and assist Officer Eiffel in suiting up for a spacewalk. The entire detail will be relieved only after you achieve your objective.
What's our objective?
Yeah, what are we doing here?
I want you to know, Eiffel, that I'm not singling you out for special punishment because I believe you any less than these two. You're all such quivering liars. We're lucky that your falsehoods haven't dislodged this station from orbit. But you, Eiffel, your story was not only the most incomprehensible, it wasted the largest amount of my life. Your objective? Why? You're going to go retrieve that bottle.
Wait, what?
Sir, by now won't the scotch be entirely...
Yes, it will. But as I believe I've said in the past, I like the feel of it in my hand! By this point, it's probably, 200, 250 yards out. Should be no problem for a man of your abilities, Eiffel. Especially with such a capable navigator and an expert in targeting accuracy to help you out. Hell, maybe this is one of those times when you're bungling, deadbeat, perpetually buffering job performance stretches so far beyond the pale, it comes all the way back around to halfway competent. Master at Arms, you notify me once the detail has completed its task.
Of course, sir.
Happy hunting.
Well.
Yeah.
That.
Yeah.
You know, all things considered, that could have gone...
Don't say it!
Just a perspective. Okay, you heard the man. Move out.
This has been Wolf 359 by Kinda Evil Genius Productions. Tonight's episode was written by Sarah Shackett and directed by Gabrielle Urbina. The roles of Eiffel and Hilbert were played by Zach Valenti. The role of Minkowski was played by Emma Sherjarko. The role of Hera was played by Michaela Swee. The role of Loveless was played by Cecilia Lynn Jacobs. The role of Kepler was played by Zach Labresco. The role of Jacoby was played by Noah Mazur. And the role of Maxwell was played by Michelle Agresti. Original music by Alan Rohde, and audio recording by Jared Paul. Want to help us send Kepler a new bottle of finely aged Spaceside malt? Do so by supporting us on Patreon at patreon.com/wolf359radio. Visit us at wolf359.fm to get full episodes and extras, or follow us on Tumblr and Twitter at wolf359radio for news and more.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
You start with your own breathing. Match the rhythm of the breeze that carves the canopy, the birds and bugs chirping in set intervals. Feel the subtle pulse rising up from the ground beneath you. To wander is to dance with the forest. But the forest isn't just the partner. She's the music, the style. She's the rhythm. She's the set of ancient steps and movements that have been passed down from one dancer to another. She teaches you to dance the dance she invented to the music she's singing in a tonal system she thought up one night as it pleased her. You breathe, and you listen, and you wait for your place. Your first step, the call to wander. The Wanderer is a new fairy folktale podcast from T.H. Ponders, a member of the Fable and Folly Network. Listen to the show by searching for The Wanderer in Apple Podcasts or by visiting www.callofthewander.com.